The White Devil, spoken by Flammanio, who, in service of the Duke, discovers that he wants her for his mistress. In the confusion, after the Duke has his wife Isabella murdered, Flammanio pretends to be mad to avoid questioning. She feigns her death, following a shooting from an unloaded gun, but is then stabbed and dies lingeringly. We are here, Clerkenwell, 1612. Late night, around the eyes, claws of blackbirds, woke three times to configure double negatives, air sat steep, translucent. In the dearth of winter, this audience has less wit than sparrows. Eros ball player, whose side are you on? You're no Bill Shankly. Never share one madness with another. It's subjective therapy and blood on your shoes. Void out the earth and scatter our bones. Do it at the Red Bull, Clerkenwell, where the hedge funders took our players, seized our seats. We want back what's rightfully ours, our concessions on tragedy. Don't paint yourself white. It washes the rain like London clay down gutters of mush petticoats. We outbrave the stars with several kinds of light. And if there's a white devil, there's a black star, drawing us to the river's marshes, after houses, straining itself into the Thames of Blackfriars. The zombies of ambition never come here. These hours belong to us. When the pit has moshed us by syntax, when the language we have paid for has made us sweat, and all that is left is to make our bodies act out the desires they now have words for, images of us now subtitled in a way most modern. Don't paint yourself white until you're running white inside, in the way the poet forewarns us. If you say you don't want it, you want it. This is the double negative of the flesh, which the brain, in its maggot folds, idly watches. It has nothing to hatch. There is no choice.